Hello and welcome to the 4 News Briefing. I'm Austin Pollock. Victoria has recorded zero new cases of coronavirus overnight. It comes as New Zealand reopens the travel bubble with South Australia, Victoria, the ACT and Tasmania today. WA yesterday recorded one new local case of the virus, bringing the state's total since the beginning of the pandemic to 1,030. The new case is a man in his 30s and a known close household contact of case 1,023. He has been in self-quarantine since Monday, 28th of June. Meanwhile, Queensland has recorded seven new cases of COVID-19. They are confident they have come on top of the Alpha strain outbreak, as the four new locally acquired cases are all linked.
We have some good news. So even though the numbers might seem a little bit large, it's good news. So we've got seven new cases, three overseas acquired, detected in hotel quarantine, four locally acquired. We have 47 active cases, 13,588 tests yesterday. So thank you everyone who's coming out and getting tested. And remember, if you're sick, stay at home and go get a test.
Sydney is right now the COVID-19 epicentre of Australia. A primary school student in Sydney tested positive to the virus overnight, as also more new cases were recorded in aged care.
I foreshadowed a few days ago that the numbers were likely to bounce around, and that's what we've seen overnight. There were 35 cases of community transmission, although 24 of those were in isolation for the entire period. So pleasingly, whilst the numbers have gone up today, pleasingly 24 of those 35 were in isolation for that entire period.
Sport now, Premiership favourites Richmond have lost to the Suns at Marvel Stadium by 10 points, somewhat reinforcing what the coach said a few weeks ago, saying he hates going to Marvel Stadium. Taking a look at your weather now, today in Brisbane, sunny, top of 20 degrees in Sydney, top of 17, Canberra only reaching a top of 12 with some cloud around, Melbourne shower or two, top of 13 in Adelaide, cloudy 14, Perth 17 and some showers around, and in Darwin a very warm top of 30 and sunny. But that's your 4 News Briefing for today. You can catch the latest news anytime on our website 4newsaus.com. But for now, I'm Austin Pollock.